All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Say hi to Amy calling us from Anchorage. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Ben Davis.
Say hi to Kelly, too.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. Okay.
Amy's got brown hair, drives a Buick Enclave, has 6 kids under 10.
Holy cow.
Yep, married to
on
a beautiful...
purpose?
Yeah, I would imagine on purpose, right? It's on purpose, right, Amy? It's on purpose.
Yeah, we had to make it happen, so okay. Yeah.
All right. Married to her beautiful wife and has been on Wheel of Fortune.
Whoa.
Wheel of Fortune.
That's fantastic.
So,
did you win big?
Yeah, I was going to say, when you were on, like, how'd you do?
Yeah, so I did not make it to the final, which made me really sad, but I won $11,350, which helped make our 5th child. So.
Well, that's fantastic.
Oh, that is very cool. So, nice. All right. Wheel of Fortune. All right, so here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Well, okay. You know the deal. You're going to hear 3 stories. You got to figure out, all right, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I jumped out of a second story window because I thought there was a fire in my house.
Oh. And I'm guessing there wasn't.
Yeah.
This could go either way.
It could.
I'm going to say little kid because I feel like little kid, you're really fearful of fires. You're taught what to do, and I'm going little kid.
All right.
I was thinking drunk adult on this one.
All right, Kelly's saying drunk adult.
One of us is going to be right, Amy.
Yep, all right.
I was a little kid.
Little kid. It was little kid.
Wow.
There it is.
I had a bad sleepwalking problem when I was younger, and I was dreaming that my house was on fire, so I straight up jumped out my second story window.
It was a dream?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
And I ended up breaking my arm and my leg.
Oh,
all
my
this
gosh.
Because...
That's a nightmare. That's a dream.
Yeah, that is a nightmare. That is not a dream. You are right. Well, all right. So you are 1-for-1. Good job, Amy. Here's the next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I called the cops because of a UFO sighting.
No.
UFO. Yep.
Oh.
Well, we tell the authorities about that.
Right. I'm going drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep. Drunk adult is right.
But I swear I saw something strange, like some lights in the sky.
Uh-huh.
And then when I called the cops at first, they were like laughing at me. And I was like, no, seriously, look, I even took a picture of my camera. And like, I was kind of getting upset that they weren't taking me seriously. And then they yelled at me and told me I was wasting their time. And I had to go.
Okay.
All right. But she had the evidence. She had it.
Right.
It's like it's on my phone.
I'm sure it was super clear.
That's right.
Yeah.
So are you 2-for-2, Amy?
Yeah, she's 2-for-2.
Wow.
Damn. I am 2-for-2.
Man, what are you going through a tunnel?
No, I wasn't going. No tunnels.
All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I hit a child in the head with a club while juggling.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad he finished that sentence because that was really
That
weird.
Could have been real aggressive.
I hit a kid with a club while juggling.
It was an accident.
I'm going to say drunk adult because that makes it a funnier story.
Okay.
But I feel like it could go either way.
Yeah. All right. You're saying drunk adult, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll stick with her. She's 2-for-2.
All right. You both say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Drunk adult is right.
Whoa. I tried juggling 3 bowling pins at my niece's birthday party.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost control, and one of the pins hit my niece's friend right in the noggin.
Oh.
She cried for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I would, too. Bowling pins are heavy. Oh, my gosh.
Why was a drunk adult juggling at a kid's party?
Well, because he's Uncle Brad, and he is invited to his niece's birthday party, so he's there. He's
got to be drunk to enjoy that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's having some of the adult punch that's, over there, and he's like, here, watch Uncle Brad. Give me these bowling pins. I'll show you what I can do.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, congratulations, Amy. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. 4 tickets to Wild Lights at the Zoo for you.
All right, we'll take them.
It's not Wheel of Fortune level prizes.
No,
I feel a little bad about that. I mean, she has been amongst.
It's okay.
Pat Sajak and Vanna White. We are not at that level either. But oh, hey,
you guys are almost as cool though.
Almost as cool, yeah. The Louisville Pat Sajak and Vanna White here on 99.7 DJX. Tell Amy what she's won!
Well, you won tickets to the zoo!
And other fabulous prizes. No, other fabulous
just
prizes.
Just tickets to the zoo!
The
Wildlights is really cool! You're gonna love it!
All right, Amy, hang on the line another quick sec. We gotta get a little bit more information from you. Been awesome. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. That's good stuff. Listen, we need to fill up the pot of stories. So if you could just kindly send us a little voice note, give us a little teaser.
Yeah,
reveal the answer.
Fun.
Finish the story. Email at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
All right, there you go. A little.